Buck Rogers in the 25th century.
And the shower of silver dollars from Popsicle Pete's money box. Together with Dr. Huer and Wilma Deering, you know, Buck Rogers has just finished exploring an amazing city deep under the earth. Exploration made possible by Dr. Huer's invention of a mechanical mole, a huge machine capable of burrowing its way through the ground. As we pick up our story now, we find them aboard the mechanical mole as it slowly but surely works its way back up toward the surface. Here we go, 500 years into the future.
All right, now, Buck, close your stoppers again.
This soon, Doctor?
Yes, Buck.
Okay, whatever you say.
I want to check on the stratification of the ground we're going through.
To see if you can tell how near the surface we are, Doctor?
Yes, Wilma. Well, I can't do it while we're moving because of the glare from the heat ray in the nose of the machine.
If it weren't for the heat ray to melt the ground ahead of us, all the non-recoil energy in the world wouldn't move this machine.
Let me see now. I'll have to turn on the forward switch beam again.
You know, Buck, I still can't get over the city we found down below.
Sure. Gold and radium all over the place. As common to the people living down there as steel and impervium are to us.
Mighty fine people, too.
Well, my observations indicate that we've only a very short distance to go to reach the surface. So let's get underway again.
Sure thing, you know. Anything to indicate whether we're on the same course we held on the way down?
I'm quite sure we are. Approximately, at least.
Oh, good. Then we won't need to worry about coming up under any buildings.
No, I'm quite certain we'll find ourselves on the landing field of the Niagara Municipal Spaceport, the place from which we started our underground exploration.
Good. Well, here we go.
That's funny. What's that about?
I don't know, sir. We don't seem to be making any progress.
Something wrong with the mechanism of the mechanical mold?
No. Something seems to bar our way.
What? Wait, I'll turn on the forward search beam again and see what's in front of us.
Well, Buck?
Come up to this metallic glass window and look, will you?
Sure.
Hey,
Buck. See? The nose of our mole is smack bang up against a black, shiny surface of some kind.
Oh, yeah. And what can be?
Looks like regular metal of some kind, doesn't it?
Yeah. Can't be anything very big, though, or we'd have run into it on the way down.
If we're on the same path we took before.
I'm sure we are, Wilma.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's see if we can push it out of the way. We didn't budge.
Look, that must be the impervium foundations of some big building that got buried in the ground during the Mongolian invasion years ago.
Possibly.
The heat from the thermic radiation projector makes it glow like impervium, doesn't it?
No. There's a greenish tint in that glowing metal that impervium doesn't have. I wonder how we're going to get around it, whatever it is.
You sure we can't push it out of the way?
I had full power on that last time. We didn't move an inch.
All right, then. The only thing to do is to radio to the surface for help.
The only question is what sort of help.
I know what we do.
What?
But we're not far from the surface, and we have a couple of atomic disintegrators.
One disintegrator. We gave the other to Gareth in the City of Ore.
Okay, one's enough. Hey, Wilma, give me a hand.
Look, what are you going to do with the pressure suit?
Disintegrate a hole up to the surface, and then crawl on out through it.
No, Buck, that may be very dangerous. We know we're near the surface, but we don't know how near.
Well, that's something I'll be able to tell you all about in a few minutes.
Well, suppose a cave-in should occur while you're blasting your way through the ground.
This pressure suit will protect me.
But if you lose the one disintegrator you have, if it gets knocked out of your hand...
Now, stop worrying, Doctor. Somehow, we've got to get back to the ground level. We know from past experience that there's no use trying to move the mole against an obstacle like that out there, so...
All right, but be very careful every step of the way.
Sure. What I'll do is... blast my way around that barrier, whatever it is, and then head as nearly straight upward as possible. The inertron lifting unit in this uniform will keep me floating up. Then, as soon as I reach the surface, I'll take off this cast iron suit and commandeer a spaceship at the municipal spaceport.
Good. If our calculations are correct, it wouldn't be far from where you emerged.
And then what do you think you're going to do?
Well, a lot will depend on how deep this mechanical mole is lying. Only a few hundred feet, I'll swing a spaceship up into the air high enough to aim down a long-range disintegrator and blast away a big hole. Then we can float them all up to the surface with the gravity rays.
Well, you better wait until you get up there. We'll be in touch with you by radio all along, and then it'll be the time to decide what to be done.
Right, sir.
Buck, I'm not going to let you go.
Huh?
It's too dangerous.
Oh, now listen, Wilma.
There's no telling what you may run into between here and the surface.
Nothing more serious than a few strata of water sand, and this pressure uniform will protect me against any possible cave-in.
Buck!
We can't stay here underground forever. Here now, help me get into this thing and fasten the harness.
Oh, sir, we can't stay here underground forever, Willie. So what I'm going to do is put on this spacesuit on and disintegrate my way back to the surface.
Well, I guess this machine we built for digging down into the ground isn't so good, is it, Mr. Barney?
Huh? What do you mean it ain't no good? It's just an account that we got sort of stuck against something down here.
Well, I'll bet Dr. Ewell's machine is getting along all right.
Yeah, and this here now one's going to be all right, too. Why, I bet it's twice as big as Dr. Ewers.
Well, that's just the trouble. It's so
big. Here. Help me get onto this space helmet. And I'll be all organized out to disintegrate a big hole back to the surface.
No, sir, Mr. Barney. I'm not going to let you do it.
Huh? What are you talking about?
It's too dangerous.
Dangerous? For me? Black Barney?
Yes, sir. There's no telling what you may run into out in that ground out there.
Ain't nothing to run into except maybe a couple of layers of sandy water or watery sand or something or two.
What if the hole you disintegrate out should collapse all over you?
I won't let it. I'll use this here disintegrator with a broad beam focus.
Huh?
I mean a broad beam focus.
Oh, a broad beam focus.
Well, ain't that what I said? A broad beam... Well, that's what I'm going to use anyhow.
But what if he should run into some wild animals or something?
Wild animals?
Yes, sir.
Well, there ain't no such thing as wild animals running around in no solid ground. You know that, Willie.
Well,
if I do run into it, why, I'll just blast them all to pieces with this here now disintegrator. Won't stop to ask no questions either. I'll just let them have it. Bing! I'll shoot first and ask questions afterwards.
Oh, all right. Only what about me? What if something should happen to you?
Don't you worry, Willie. No matter what happens, I'll see that you got took care of all right.
Look, isn't there some way for us to get this big machine turned around so we can run it back up again?
No. What I'm going to do is the only thing we can do. Now, I can't talk to you no more on account of I'm going to put on this helmet. Open up the big metal door for me so that I can go on out and start disintegrating.
All right, Mr. Barney. Only I hope you're awful careful out there. Because if anything was to happen to you, I don't know what I'd do. There's a door open for you. Go ahead. I guess you can't hear me, but goodbye. And be careful. Boy, that disintegrator sure cuts into the ground, doesn't it?
That disintegrator certainly cuts into the ground out there, doesn't it, Doctor?
Yes, it does, Wilma. It's strange to hear its sound coming to us by radio, though, through the transmitter in Buck's presence.
Yes.
How's it going, Buck?
Fine, Doctor.
Good.
I'm not wasting any time trying to cut through the tough material that's blocking the mold, but just making a path around it and slightly upward.
Oh, well, that's right.
This hand disintegrator certainly does a good job, too. Look out through the Ford metalloglass window. By the light of it, you can see what kind of headway I'm making.
No use, Buck. The energy being released by the disintegration is in the form of heat, and all we can see is a heavy mist.
At this radar, it'll be up the surface in no time. Just like cutting through so much...
Yes?
Hey, this is funny.
What?
I've come into sort of a little cave here.
It's probably a place that was washed out by underground streams.
Yes, sir, that's what it is, all right. There isn't much of a ceiling to it, so I guess I'll...
Buck.
Wait.
What is it, Buck?
God, I wish I'd brought along a hand flash so I could see in here.
Why don't you come back and get one?
Listen, there's something else in this cave besides me, Wilma. And it's alive and moving around.
Then come back here to the mechanical mold. Buck.
No, sir. But when you hear my disintegrator, you'll know it's not just being fired into the ground.
Good night. Buck sees what I think he does. I hope he doesn't fire that disintegrator. And Barney said that if he saw anything, he'd fire first and ask questions afterward. But now stand by for a few words from your favorite announcer.